Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I'm so excited that you're here today. I'm always so pumped. Like, we get to connect on this super intimate platform. I love podcasting. I'm so grateful that it just feels like we're girlfriends chatting over coffee, except for, you know, I'm like by myself and I don't know where you are technically in the entire world, but I feel like we're friends. So that being said, I want to give you a short little saucy episode that is brought to you by several DMs that I've received on Instagram this week. From a lot of you feeling this feel of like, I want to do this thing, but I'm too scared that I'm going to suck, but I'm nervous of what other people are going to think of me, but I'm worried of if it's going to even work out. Like, what if I fail? And those are such normal feelings, but the irony is a lot of people look at those questions or those thoughts that they're thinking before starting something new as reasons to never try in the first place. Or when those thoughts come in, or like just a lot of self-doubt comes in and things get tough, you choose to let fear override the fact that you've got a really powerful reason that you want to do that thing. And to me, when you're asking yourself those questions, like, I'm scared, like, what if I suck? You know, I'm nervous of what other people think about me doing this. Like, what are they gonna, like, what if they make fun of me? Or if you're worried about if it's not gonna work out the way that you planned it and that you might fail. To me, those questions are an epic indicator that you actually care about the thing that you're about to start, or the thing that you want to push through this hard season of and keep going, because you're anxious and you're scared because you want that thing that you're doing to be successful because it matters to you. And to me, that's a freaking beautiful gift that you've identified something that you actually care about. That's a gift that so many people want. Right? So many people are like, oh, like, what can I get excited about in my life? So because I like to think of us like we're girlfriends chatting over coffee on this podcast, I want to tell you, I think you're on the right track if you're asking yourself those questions, because you're gifted this vision or this goal or this thing on your heart that you want to do. And you're also gifted the ability to figure it out. Plus, let's be real. For a woman like you who's tuning into a personal development podcast, you know you are not the type of woman that's going to blame things on external environment, right? You're not going to take that finger and like point it at everybody else or worry about, you know, outcomes that are beyond your control, when instead you know that you can take ownership. You can point that finger back at yourself, like physically just picture you pointing a finger outwards and now whoop, you poked it right back at yourself and you say, what can I own here? Here's the thing. One thing we can own is choosing to get a little bit more self-aware. We can remind ourselves that as humans, the survival part of our brains hates uncertainty. Like, we are not wired for cannonballs into the unknown. Our brains are legit wired to scan for safety and for danger, which is super helpful if you happen to like see a bear on one of your social distancing walks and you don't want to get eaten by that bear when it just comes to attack you, right? Your brain tells you that bear might be unsafe if it's running at you. That's amazing. But if your brain doesn't know what's around the corner, even if it's around starting this new business, changing career paths, you know, starting that blog, that podcast, putting yourself out there to share your story on social media, if your brain doesn't know what's around the corner of like what will come, what the outcome could be, it can't keep you out of harm's way, which is why uncertainty is so tough for us as humans, because our brains are going to naturally assume the worst, like catastrophize danger and jump to conclusions. They're going to, like, our brains are going to do anything for the sake of certainty, because that's how they're wired. So why are you still stuck not doing that thing that you want to do? Or if you're doing it, why are you kind of half-assing it when you know in your gut you want a full ass, right? Okay, the PG version of that. Like, I guess, why are you toe dipping when you know that like the juiciest experience comes from calling your freaking shot and going all in, like jumping in? Well, it's probably because of uncertainty, because you just don't know how it's going to work out. When we are hardwired to overestimate threats, for example, when you're thinking about other people's opinions and you're deciding that's going to be devastating to you if someone doesn't understand you, because your brain is hardwired to overestimate that threat. Like, we are deciding that like everything in our life is going to go wrong if we fail at that one tiny thing that we want to do, because our brain is hardwired to overestimate failure. And the craziest part is it's also hardwired to underestimate our ability to figure it out. But once we know this, once we know how our brain is wired, we can actually do something about it. And in this month's collective content, we're talking all about embracing change and navigating uncertainty. Basically, deep diving way more into this topic, because I think it's so important to identify what's holding you back so you can build a life that you are freaking obsessed with. And girl, if you haven't checked out The Collective and you love this podcast, I think you would really vibe with it. The Collective is our global personal development community. It's designed for women like you that love personal growth, right? But you want to save time and not have to do all the research on all of these monthly topic themes. I do that part. I go out and do a ton of research, take all the juiciest nuggets and condense it into 3 15- to 20-minute videos with deep dive worksheets that you get access to in a portal. Think of it like a Netflix for personal development content. And you also get access to a Facebook community that I'm super involved in. I don't just drop you in a Facebook community. I'm like interacting with you, coming up with all sorts of cool ways for us to connect. I bring in different personal development experts to chat with you. And it's all only $10 a month. Like, it's a legit fire community that we're building right now. And as soon as all of this Corona stuff is done, we're even going to be doing some pop-up events. And the secret sauce on top of all of this to help keep your brain in check during quarantine is you get access to all of the previous month's content when you join as a member right now. So you could binge watch personal development videos and get your mind right, girl. So let's go. I mean, I have to tell you about this because so many people are loving it. So if you want more deets, slide into my DMs on Instagram and say, Kaish, fill me in on The Collective and I can tell you more about it. But back to this topic. I chose to make The Collective content this month all about embracing change and navigating uncertainty because it's so important. And when I was doing research for this content, I found so much data around the concept of our brain preferring to know the outcome. Even if the outcome is negative, our brain would rather know what's coming, which is so interesting. Like, there was even this British study that was done where participants that knew that they would receive a painful electric shock felt calmer and less agitated than those who were told that they've got a 50-50 shot of getting this electric shock. Because legit, as humans, we need to know if we're getting the shock, because that uncertainty and not knowing what the outcome is going to be drives us freaking crazy, since we're not wired for uncertainty. So how can we use this to serve us? Well, first, if you just acknowledge that uncertainty is real, that's how we're wired as humans. We can complain about it, or we can realize that we don't want to get eaten by bears. So I'm happy that our brain scans for things to keep us safe, because the truth of the matter is uncertainty is a reality as a human being. No matter how prepared you are, nobody could have imagined this pandemic coming, right? You can't know what's coming, what curveballs could come your way. But what if you can learn to dance with it anyway? What if you can feel fear, right? Like, that's not like the bear eating you kind of fear. Like, you can feel fear and you can choose to use it as a compass to tell you that you're on the right path, because that means you actually care about the outcome. And next time that you're scared to do something, even if it's like starting something small or having a tough conversation with someone that you know you need to have a conversation with, what if you choose to do it anyway? Right? And understand that you are wired as a human being to not love uncertainty. You don't want to have that conversation because you don't know the outcome of that conversation. But when you get the hang of it, you can identify your fear when you're starting to feel uncertain, and you can ask yourself, how can this help move me forward? How can this give me fuel? How can this make my life even better? And when you can do that, you're on the right track. Girl, I'm like clapping for you. If we were actually in a coffee shop, which I so wish we could be, we would just be cheersing our Americanos right now, because fear of not being able to pay your bills is going to motivate you to build a business or another stream of income or go for that promotion or switch companies or career paths to get that job you really want that's going to pay you what you're worth. You're going to call your shot if you've got that fear and that's driving you. Fear of other people's opinions, that's going to motivate you to get more self-aware and get more confident to do it anyway, because deep down inside, you know that you are wildly capable. And if you're gifted this vision, you're also gifted the ability to figure it out. And girl, fear of your friends not getting it, maybe that's going to motivate you to up level your tribe. And I'm not saying like get rid of all of your friends that don't support you, but I mean, like Trent Shelton talked about this in episode number 74 of the podcast. I'll link it in the show notes. It's such a good interview. If you don't have friends that clap when you win, you don't have a circle, you have a cage. So maybe worrying what they think about you doing that thing that you feel called to do is because you're uncertain if they will support you. And if they don't, maybe that's a sign to add some more supportive people into your life, which to me, feeling that fear and figuring out you need to get more people in your life that support you sounds like an epic win, because when you get those people in your life, you're going to love your life even more. You're going to show up even more boldly. And we are counting on you to do that thing that you feel called to do. So do it for you and do it for the woman out there that can be inspired by you taking action. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Hey. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.